Hey there, Patriots! I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The great awakening when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day. I am here in San Antonio at the Riverwalk. So it's a little bit different screen from what you, background from what you're accustomed to. I hope you're having a great day. We're going to talk about what's going on in China. And of course, we know that the whole world is going to be set free from these creeps. And the reality is we can't have just America set free. It has to be China also. And so no doubt this is a huge part of that happening. It's actually 33 years from the Tiananmen Square massacre. So this is gigantic. Also, we're going to talk about what's happening with Apple, how they are working with the CCP, and how amazingly Elon Musk is fighting against them. Amazing things there, as well as I'm going to show you about some Supreme Court cases going forward, and we're going to talk about how this is all biblical. That's what we always talk about. This is the great day that we're being set free, no doubt about it. And so just hang on tight for the ride, and I'll be right back after the break.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200 plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
America, 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 this is the place you want to be. Brighteon TV, they offer the truth. You know, the truth will set you free. That's the bottom line. And so evil operates in darkness. The truth is the light. So come to Brighteon TV. My name is Bo Holney. I do interviews with them regularly. This is an amazing channel. They've done amazing work. Come to Brighteon TV and listen to the truth.
I am so glad we are here together. And if you're new here, we always look at the current events in the light of God's word, because what we are experiencing is biblical. That's not just what I talk about at the beginning of my intro. It's literally the case. This is literally biblical. This is the day we've been waiting for. It was so funny because back all of our lives, they were saying, oh, in the year 2000 is when, you know, we'll escape Earth and all that. That's what they said. But that was actually misleading. They misled us because they wanted us to just have this fatalistic escapism mentality. The reality is this is the time. It wasn't actually the year 2000, but because they've changed our calendars, et cetera. But this is the time that we've been waiting for, when humanity will be set free. And the Lord told us that. If you remember, our Lord Jesus told his disciples, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Fill the earth, in other words, with people who will rise up when the time comes. And he says, when the whole world is filled with people, in every place throughout the world, not every man, woman, and child, but people all over the world ready to rise up, then this will happen. The world will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. This is what we talk about. This is I love getting that job. I love the role that the Lord gave me. I've been teaching God's word for so many years, and since the awakening, the Great Awakening that kicked off with the sign of the Son of Man. You'll see it on freedomforce.live. I don't know if I can scroll down. Nope, I probably can't. I forgot my mouse on my trip. Anyway, this is the beautiful day that we've been waiting for is here, and it's a war. But we're going to win. So that's, I guess, of all the things that I talk about, everything that you see on every channel, that is your main takeaway, that this is, we're going to be set free. The Lord would not have awakened us if we were going to lose. So we were happily asleep, as you all know. I was, and you were too. All right, so this is freedomforce.live. Definitely go and check the website, freedomforce.live. And when you get there, you will see so many. Oh, actually, there you go. I figured out how to do this. This is the book that I wrote about end times and 1,000 years of peace. And then if you scroll a little farther down, you'll see the sign of the Son of Man. This is the kickoff to this great day that we are, this battle that we're experiencing, the Battle of Armageddon. Now, when you also look at this, click right here, video playlist categories, you'll see 700 videos there. And so that'll keep you busy with all kinds of great things about the lost tribes of Israel and the biblical astronomy. And it's not astrology, it's biblical astronomy, because the Lord put the signs in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years. Genesis 1:14. Also the book of the playlist called Revelation, and some about Trump and about his history. Tons of great things there. As well as, don't forget, here you can listen to the audiobook, and it takes about 8 hours. But that's why it's great. Maybe on your commute you can listen to it, and it will just, everyone who does is so happy to know that this is the day. This is not the day of our defeat. This is the day of our great victory. All right, so let's get started. I know this is so daunting, what's happening in to the people in China. They are sending in this military equipment, and I know they are trying to crush this awakening. There's no crushing this awakening. There is no crushing. And the people are, it's all over. It's not just in Tiananmen Square. It is all over throughout China. And the people are not going to be slaves any longer. So this is the... Unfortunately, this is what it takes. And, you know, I was thinking about this morning, you know, with all that we're seeing about the trafficking. I want to show you the Project Veritas video that was just posted. And amazingly, it's on Twitter. This all is coming together at the same time. We had to see it here. You know, in America, they have so much of our news is just about what's happening in America. We don't really get on the mainstream. We don't hear about what's going on in Brazil or Iran or China generally. And so, unfortunately, we've just, you know, most of us have just let all this suffering go on all over the world. And it had to come to our doorstep for us to see it and for us to experience it and us to see the horror of it, because it's just, it's one thing, to be honest, it's one thing to see it, you know, maybe and hear reports about it, even if you do hear reports, it's another thing entirely to experience it yourself. So that's what we've been told on the board, that this was important, that we would, that you have to show them. We had to be shown. So this is another thing. This is a more pods that are being created, being taken to house these people. I know this is their plan. And we know that the Chinese Communist Party, that's what they do. But this is them.
要说话了，你们。那我们已经开出来。
Taking more of these pods, and if you haven't seen that, that's what this looks like. The largest quarantine camp in China's Zhengzhou city is being built. It has 90,000 isolation pods. And these people are so brave. They're so amazing that they are standing up. You know, I think in the Tiananmen Square incident, I don't know that the event was as much Christ-based and you know, unfortunately, if they had had a breakthrough then, I don't know that they would have had true godly leaders that would be the righteous people who would be in the right people to be in the place to rule. I don't think that would have happened back then, but now they do. Now we are all much more circumspect. We're not playing this deal, oh, it's Republicans and Democrats. No, we want true nationalists, true patriots, people who truly love their country, whether it's in China or wherever. So this is where the people are saying, we demand that we have true patriots who run the country and not and no more of this. That's what they're doing. So this is a very difficult day. I want to play for you what Posobiec was talking about, because he is very he's a great spokesman for what's going on in China. He knows China backwards and forwards. Anyway, but this was from Klaus Schwab, whom we all despise. He's saying every country needs to have the freedom. It sounds ostensibly on the surface, oh, this is wonderful. Every country needs to have their freedom so that they can do what they please. And yeah, what he's really meaning is free to lock people behind a door where they are welded in and they burn alive. Yeah. Yeah. Klaus Schwab is Mr. Evil himself, and he will be brought down. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All of these. And if you remember, on election day during the Blood Moon was when Evelyn de Rothschild died. This man is, he's not long for this world. He is soon to meet judgment. No doubt about it, as well as all of these. No doubt about it. Yeah, China is a model for many countries. Yeah, that in his estimation, he wants to have people locked down. And yeah, not happening. Klaus Schwab, you're going to be locked down. You're going to be put into behind bars. Yeah, if you live that long. So here is what Jack Posobiec was talking about as far as the white paper revolution. You might have seen where they're holding up white pieces of paper. They don't have anything written on them, but everyone knows this is basically, we expect to have a constitution for the people, of the people, by the people, freedom in our country, and run by people who are truly, you know, who are not rhinos, people who are truly patriots for our country. So check it out.
Their displays of fealty. This high rise. People have been welded into their homes, doors shut. Cars were strewn about outside. There was no way for anyone to get in. There's no way for anyone to get out. And the people were trapped like this for months. We talked about how it started in Shanghai, but it moved to every city across the country. Well, then what happened? Well, you were eating Thanksgiving dinner. A fire broke out in this high rise on the 15th floor. And if anyone who's ever lived in a high rise in any city in the world knows, a fire breaking out on a high floor is one of the most dangerous and deadly things that can happen. But here's what happened to those people. They were locked inside their homes by their own government. They were forced inside. They were stuck inside. And their loved ones were forced to listen. While these people, Han Chinese and Uyghurs, burned alive at the order of the Chinese Communist Party. This was a massacre. This was the Xinjiang massacre. And Western media is barely even talking about what sparked these protests. They're acting as if it's just sort of happening spontaneously overnight. Well, there was a powder keg that had been building for months and months and weeks that led up to this. And what happened on Thanksgiving Day in China, it was a massacre. And the people all across China are now coming forward. And they're holding up pieces of paper, blank pieces of paper. Why? Because they know you can get arrested for holding up an anti-government slogan, an anti-party slogan. So they're holding up blank pieces of paper, and they're calling it the Baijiguoming, the White Paper Revolution. Because to protest censorship, they're just holding up blank pieces of paper. There's another thing they're saying. They're saying, Gong Chan Dong Xia Tai. Gong Chan Dong Xia Tai. Take down the CCP. They're chanting it in Mandarin. The first place that I saw this was in Shanghai, but then I realized that it's going on in cities across the country. It's even taking place in Beijing, just a couple of miles from Tiananmen Square. And trust me, the people of China understand what that means, a protest in Tiananmen Square.
They have thought long and hard about what happened 33 years ago. 33 years ago, they've thought long and hard about it and what to do. The difference between them and us is that we have guns. If they had guns, then these people would not be able to do this to them. It's just, if someone does not believe that the government would do such a thing, all they have to do is look at what happened in Tiananmen Square. Look at what's happening right now in China. And we have to keep our right to bear arms. We have to keep our guns. Thank God for all the rednecks in our country who have refused to give up their guns. You might not have a gun, but so many people do, and they don't know who does. I'll tell you one thing. Mr. Wonderful was out packing heat. No one knew necessarily that he was packing, and he's legally carrying, right? And if someone were to come up to us, they would not be able to do some harm to us because Papa's ready. That's what Mr. Wonderful does. Mr. Wonderful, all over the world, all the Mr. Wonderfuls protect their family. That's what we do, and we have the right to do such a thing. And that's the difference between us and China. So check this out. Pasovic so much because he knows very well the history of China.
They're also saying another phrase. Qi lai bu yuan zuo nu li de ren min. Arise those who refuse to be slaves. Believe it or not, that's the first line of the Chinese national anthem. See, the problem with running a revolutionary regime and a revolutionary rhetoric with revolutionary rhetoric is that eventually that rhetoric can be turned against you. And that's what we're seeing happen right now across every single major city across China. The people of China are proxies for the American people and every single freedom-loving human being on this planet. And we're going to explain more. But I want to tell you something else, because we know that we're faced with threats to our freedom and our security here in the United States, because every single day you see a new story in the news about someone who's just the victim of a violent crime. And some of us think that we're ready to defend ourselves against evil. And the truth is, honestly, you're probably not. That's only possible if you try.
Did you hear David Clements speaking in Arizona? I had posted where he was begging people to go out and march in the streets and to protect their rights on the free and fair election. And 100 people went out. That's all that went out. And so what does that tell you? We're not ready. The people of Brazil are ready to stand up. The people of China are in desperate situation because they know when they go out, they likely could end up in these horrible camps. I saw someone literally taped, completely taped, like with plastic tape. The courage is over the top. And I don't want to discount at all Elon Musk's incredible courage. He is putting his money, his huge piles of money, where his mouth is, purchasing Twitter and using it for a platform for free speech. You can tell that all the powerful ones that are coming to bear against him. And it's absolutely amazing. I'm very thankful. Even Bannon had to say yesterday that he very much is, even though he is worried about, you know, his ties to the CCP. And what I just say last week, I said, is Elon Musk possibly using the CCP to bring down the CCP? Just like I put my items on Amazon to defeat Amazon. This is what this. We have to fight fire with fire. And so I would not be surprised if that's exactly what he's doing. But for him to have this free speech and to say we're going to stop, you know, they're stopping and continually, number one priority is to stop the child trafficking and the child pornography on Twitter. That tells you right there he is not one of them. That's their number one goal is to have to destroy the children. Destroy humanity through destroying the children. Look at his quote here on November 28th. This is a battle for the future of civilization. If free speech is lost, even in America, tyranny is all that lies ahead. The people of China, even though they know that Bannon and we who are in this movement are fighting alongside them. And that we are working alongside them, and we are getting this truth out. So definitely, every time you share this information, it's helping the people of China. So keep sharing this information everywhere you can so that people understand what's truly going on and how we have to all fight for the freedom of everyone, whether they're in Brazil or Venezuela or Iran or wherever they are. And this is the promise of the Lord that we would all rise up and fight these tyrants together. It's actually a very small number compared to humanity. It's really a small number. So anyway, I appreciate this is a shocking statement in that he even has to make this statement. Of course, we couldn't even imagine trying to tell people they don't have the right to free speech. It's outrageous. But this is what has to happen as of all places. We have to fight for freedom of speech in America. If we don't have it in America, they'll never have it anywhere else, clearly. Okay, so this is when he posted this, this is how to trace. I know it's a little bit small. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. See if I can find the button. I better not do it because I'll probably blow something up. Here we go. There you go. If you look here, you'll see that his post was done at, this is how you do the Q post, at 8:39, okay? So 8:39, what is that military time? 2039. So what the Anons do is they go and they look at post 2039. Lo and behold, there is a U.S. flag. It says, if America falls, the world falls. That's basically exactly what Elon was saying. If free speech is lost in America, if America falls, tyranny is all that lies ahead. He's basically saying what was on post 2039, and he posted at 8:39. This is a clue for us. He's done several other clues that make you think, is he a Q follower? Remember how he had the one with the Washington crossing the Delaware the other day on his bedside table. So, you know, that's a post from Q from long, long ago. Yes, it's a famous picture, but it's just after so many coincidences, literally hundreds and hundreds of coincidences from the president, from Scavino, from different ones, you know that, hey, this is mathematically impossible. So we're working, bottom line, we're working together to destroy. How do the ants destroy these evildoers? And this is what we're doing. We have to fight for free speech. So everything that you can do helps to push back against the tyranny of where we don't have free speech. So just keep everything you do is important. Everything we do. So everybody just fight as hard as you can. Not with, you know, bullets or whatever, but with truth. Our truth bullets are how we're going to defeat the enemy. He also said Apple has threatened to withhold Twitter from its app store, but won't tell us why. Well, of course, we know why, because he's allowing free speech on Twitter and they won't have it. And the Apple is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, and so they are wanting to shut him down. And okay, so technically, even if you don't have the app on your phone, you could still use it on a laptop. But let's just be honest, this is what is the main point, is the accessibility from your phone. Now you can use it, if they do pull that you can go into the Twitter, onto Twitter through Safari or through some other search engine, and you can create a little button on your phone. I did that with Gab, but the reality is that really stymied Gab. It stymied Parler when they deplatformed them. And so imagine that. Apple has clearly way too much power. And then look at this, 97% of Apple's donations are to the Democrat Party. Twitter allowing free speech is against party interests, so Apple must play the role of enforcer. They have way too much power. He talked about creating a new phone. This whole Apple, and I don't find it a coincidence that it's the picture of an apple with a bite taken out of it. That is the picture of the fall of humanity with Adam and Eve, right? And so it's not a coincidence that this is exactly their logo, is the fall of humanity. That's what the whole point of Apple is, right? Anyway, so this is, they're trying to take away the funding, all the advertising dollars into Twitter and to destroy it, you know. And I think that these very powerful ones are all working together. These very wealthy and ones who have these big platforms like Elon Musk are working together. And he knows we have a window of opportunity, just like the people of China have a window of opportunity, as well as Brazil and Iran and all these countries have a window to fight to get this freedom. And they're willing to, clearly, he's willing to spend all this money to make that happen. Okay. And when we get back, I'm going to show this real quick.
Shut down the airdrop, which allowed the protesters to communicate each other when they're right next to each other. Explain what happened.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. This is the beauty of network enabled warfare. The CCP just simply makes a simple call to Apple. Apple, just in their network environment, just says, okay, we're going to turn off the airdrop feature and in the tactical data sharing among the citizens. This is huge.
That's what
Apple.
The Apple got a call from the CCP and they said, oh, okay, we'll turn off where the people can actually communicate and share videos with each other. That's exactly what they did. And this morning we saw that they are actually going in, Huawei is going in and removing these videos from their phones, either from the cloud or actually from their device itself. What does that tell you? This whole thing is concerted effort against anyone getting any type of truth out from any which way. So anyway, I will tell you more about that when we get back from the break.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com. Here we grow again. Brighteon is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Yor Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighteon TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighteon.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighteon TV in Espanol. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
All right, guys, you might not know that Josh Hawley sent a letter to Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. If we have time, I'm gonna read that to you. But for right this second, I want to go ahead and show you what's going on with Project Veritas. This wonderful woman, so brave, is telling what's going on in Houston and with HHS. Check it out. It's horrific. Horrific, and such a brave woman to share this information. So I'm so thankful that this is on Twitter now because of Project Veritas being put back on.
The tax dollars of people who are listening are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. I said, I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
A government whistleblower has stepped forward to Project Veritas to detail her harrowing experience at the Department of Health and Human Services. In 2021, this whistleblower volunteered to assist HHS with the placement of unaccompanied minors and was deployed to the Migrant Emergency Intake Site in Pomona, California. There, she witnessed the agency failing these children, as she puts it, doing the work of the cartels on your tax dollars.
These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe them, we feed them. With your dollars and my dollars, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. God forbid it's sex trafficking.
Project Veritas embarked on a 9-month investigation across the country to corroborate our whistleblower's claims.
So he attempted to traffic children, and he's still at address in Texas.
Yes, we have 44 unaccompanied children at that address. We have 25 unaccompanied children at that address.
Project Veritas put boots on the ground, visiting scores of addresses the whistleblower shared from case files she worked on. What we found was shocking.
¿Quién te patrocinó?
Una tía, pero me corrió en la casa. Ella me ofrecía,
ya no me gustaba eso. ¿Te ofrecía qué?
Me ofrecía con los hombres, pues.
Pero ella, ¿cuántos hombres ella te obligó a estar con cuántos hombres?
Bueno, con muchos, ni por. Porque no me gustaba lo que me hacía, me obligaba.
¿Ella de verdad era tu tía o fue alguien que se...
Dice que ella me conocía desde chiquita, pero yo no la conocía.
The sponsor can hold up that order of deportation to that child and say, if you do not do what I say, I'm going to call ICE on you myself.
Ella me ayudó, nada más que yo me escapé ahí en la noche.
I don't believe that this is something that HHS wants people to know. If you're a case manager and you know this information, if you really care about the children being safe, you need to come forward.
I'm so thankful.
The tax.
So Project Veritas, absolutely amazing. They're asking for us to support them because they spent months getting this together so they would have it all backed up, so there's no doubt about it that this is valid information, so that they are, it's a lock, ironclad case of what's happening. So I want you to be aware of it, to support it, to share it, and if you can financially help support Project Veritas in their efforts, they're doing the work that should be done by, you know, FBI and all these other agencies, but of course we know that they're in on it as well as the HHS. absolutely horrible. All right, so I wanted again to keep reminding each one of us before I go into talking about, I've got some other things I want to show you about the Supreme Court cases. I want you to always remember, with all this that's going on that I talk about, and it's daunting, I know, but I want you to remember that this criminal network, this is Babylon. This is who we're fighting. This is what the Bible says, that we would all wake up one day, that we would all fight together against them, and we would destroy them by the power of the Lord. But the Lord didn't want to just do it himself. He said, you are to take dominion of this earth. It's not a coincidence that they call the election system, all this fakery on the elections, dominion machines all over the world, because they mean to take dominion. But the Lord says that he wants us to take dominion. He told Adam and Eve, take dominion of this earth. And he did not change his mind. He wanted us to rise up against them. So everybody, I just ask the Lord what he would have you to do, and do that. You know, and don't, you know, we can't, none of us can do everything, but each of us can do something. That's kind of what Veritas is saying. Do something. Babylon is fallen. The great city is fallen. This is not a city like what we would think. This is a criminal network. This is fallen. It's also called the Antichrist. It's also called the New World Order. It's also called the Beast of Revelation. It's this criminal network, okay? She has become a home for demons. She's a hideout for every foul spirit, a foul evil spirit, because they have evil spirits that dwell within them. Only someone who has taken in demons would do this to children. Okay, we've seen about the Baal, NCIA, Balenciaga, right? We've seen the horrors of what they do to children. And I just have such a hard time even talking about it. It's so awful. And now we know that these people are their home for demons. In their soul, they've taken in these demons to do such an evil thing. There's no other explanation for it. Okay. Hideout for every foul vulture, every foul and dreadful animal. Now, many people are just ignorant. They're just useful idiots, and they are ignorant. That's not who I'm talking about. The Lord is angry with those who have done this evil. They've taken the mark of evil, the mark of the beast of Revelation, the mark of the beast of hell. This is the truth. This is what the book of Revelation is about, that we would realize these people are demonic. Okay, this is like I was just talking to someone, they're like, they didn't believe in God, but all of a sudden they said, these people believe in Satan. So, you know, he began to go, well, you know what? Spiritual is real. This is clearly very real, what they're doing to the people in China. So for all the nations have fallen under this control, okay, fallen under this because of the people being, the fake leaders being put into these positions. That's what the white horse is about. The remember, there's the red horse and the black horse and the pale horse. The white horse is about fake leaders. You think they're the one on the white horse, but they're really to destroy, okay, and to have them fall under this power. Every nation, all the nations have fallen under that power because of the wine of her passionate immorality, just passionate to take over. And this is, we need to have that same passion for morality, for peace, and for justice, and for freedom. We need to have that same kind of passion to fight for the children, okay, and to do whatever you can and whatever I can, okay? And that's the whole point. When this is all said and done, and we're set free, and it says in the Word of God that we'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them, there won't be really that opportunity to do that. Yes, we'll be setting all the world right and making things beautiful in the world, but this is our opportunity to fight the criminal mafia beast of Revelation. This is your chance. This is the time. And so I would just really encourage everyone to do, just ask the Lord. I'm not trying to put anything on anyone except what the Lord says. You ask him and he will tell you, he will guide you on what you can do, whether it's with your money supporting Project Veritas, with your, the Health Summit. I'm going to put a link on this on the social media today about how you can help support the Health Summit, where they're trying to help make sure that people have the information they need so they can protect themselves from this jab and the masks and all of that. Great, amazing, brave doctors who've come forward. Amazing. I mean, just what whatever the Lord's put in your heart to do. I'm so thankful, like I said, we're here together, because together we're able to get a lot of this information out and to share this information wherever you can. Maybe it's on, you know, whatever social media that you have access to, put it out there. Don't just share it in our little corner of the world. Let's share it everywhere we can. But it says their extravagant luxury, the merchants of the world, they've grown rich on this. Come away. Do not participate in her sins, or you'll be punished with her, for her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God remembers her evil deeds. The wonderful thing about us is when we've repented and we've turned to the Lord and given our life to him and we follow him with all our heart, he forgets. He says he throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness as far as the east is from the west. So we are stand blameless and righteous in his sight, perfect, blameless in his sight. This is what the truth is of God's word. This is what there's the wonderful blessing of the Lord Jesus dying for our sins on the cross. And his blood has washed away our sins. But for them, it says God remembers their evil deeds. Their sins are not forgiven. Their sins are not cast as far as the east is from the west. Do to her as she has done to others. All these videos you've seen, the Lord will repay them for what they have done. It will do to them as they have done to others, putting them behind bars and having them in burned to death. I'm telling you, this is what the Lord says. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She has brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. This is the Lord, what the Lord says in his word. You know, if people in church are not talking about this, then they're not really telling you the whole gospel. They're not telling you the whole Bible. They're just to put in a little, you know, sugarcoating. No, the Lord is going to punish them. Double the penalty for their evil deeds. Double. They brewed this cup of terror, brew twice as much terror for them, and they will be cast out into utter darkness. This is what the Lord says in his word. They will be cast out. She glorified herself and lived in luxury. So match it now with torment and sorrow. This is in Revelation chapter 18. It's in your Bible. I like the NLT version because it's very, very easy to follow. She boasted in her heart, I'm queen. I'm no helpless widow. I have no reason to mourn. But listen to this, you guys. Uh-oh. I say that and I hit the wrong button. Here it says, therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day. That last video I was talking about, it was saying that this will all crash in on them, just like the Godfather movie, just like the Red Sea crashing, just like the flood coming and washing them away. It will happen, overtake her in a single day. And as SGNN was saying, in a 4-hour period. I wouldn't doubt it. It's a very, very, it has to go quick. We were told this on the board, it can't go slow. This is going to have to happen quickly. Death and mourning and famine, she will be completely consumed by fire. For the Lord who judges her is mighty. This is easy for the Lord. The Lord's been waiting. The Lord has been waiting for us to get with the program for thousands of years. This is very easy for him to say, okay, pull the trigger and they're done. And it has to happen quickly because these people, you can't trust them for even a second. It's just a fact. All right. So if you want to learn more about what the truth is about Revelation, go to get my book on Amazon, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. End Times for them and 1,000 Years of Peace for us. And I'm sure you have lots of questions. If you're new here, you'll be like, well, what about this? What about that? I can't go all into it here. I have tons of videos on freedomforce.live. And you can also see the book there as well as the audiobook. It's on Kindle as well as on freedomforce.live. It's just $2.99. And you can get all of that. And I'm so thankful. We have so many people who've gotten this on if I just had it on my website, only a certain number of people would see it. But so many people have seen this from Amazon. This is what I was saying before. I'm using Amazon to destroy Amazon. Yeah. All right. So now the next thing I want you to hear, this is from our wonderful Mike Davis. I think is his name. Yeah. Yeah. Mike Davis. He's talking about this. How they have gerrymandered. And so this case is going before the Supreme Court. Check this out.
The second, and they're going to try, they're talking about all kind of federal things about the elections, but also the Supreme Court at the same time is sitting. There's a monumental case that's coming up. I want you to explain that about these independent state legislatures. What does this mean? What does this mean about presidential elections and also just elections in general, sir?
Yeah, so on December 7th, the Supreme Court's going to hear the case Moore versus Harper. And under our Constitution, it's Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1. It's called the Elections Clause. And the time, place, and manner of federal elections is decided by state legislatures. unless that is overridden by Congress. So that means redistricting, that means election rules as it relates to federal elections, U.S. House, U.S. Senate, presidency. Those are decided by state legislatures. Democrats, what they've done is they've had their Democrat state Supreme Courts and their Democrat commissions change the election laws for federal elections and for redistricting.
They have changed the laws. I'm not just going to pick on Democrats. It's rhinos too. They have changed the laws. They worked in concert to change the laws so that they get to choose how the elections are run by the state. But according to this section of the Constitution, that is determined by the states, by the state legislators. That's by the ones who are in your particular district, in your particular county or parish or whatever it is. They're the ones who get to choose this, not these Democrat or you know, political operatives. And this is going before the Supreme Court to reverse the decisions of the laws that they've changed on elections.
Districting, and they can't do that. And I think finally the Supreme Court, there are finally five votes. I think it's going to be 6-3 on the Supreme Court, where they're finally going to use the U.S. Constitution's Elections Clause and say, look, Democrat state Supreme Court, look, Democrat commissions, you don't get to change the election laws. You don't get to do redistricting. The Constitution gives that power to state legislatures or Congress. And we're going to follow the Constitution. The Democrats call it the independent state legislature theory, like it's not like it's some theory that Republicans made up. It's in the Constitution. It's the Elections Clause. Again, Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1.
How are their heads going to blow up with a 6-3 decision? Will it be anywhere near what Dobbs was? And what impact will this have, as you see?
Because they know how important elections are. That's why they've gone against the Constitution to get this done, because they know they can't win on their own merits. They have to twist the rules. They have to change their things up so that they put their thumb on the scale to win. That's what they've been doing.
Well, it's going to have a huge impact, where you're going to see House seats getting changed, where they're redistricted in a way where it actually reflects the state legislatures in those states, whether it's North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Republicans are going to pick up more House seats. Democrats are going to go crazy. Eric Holder, Mark Elias, the whole, you know, Democrat election lawyer crew, they're going to go crazy. They're going to be screaming about democracy and racism and all this other nonsense. Who cares? We're going to be accused of being anti-democracy and racist no matter what Republicans do. We need to earn power, use power, and stop being wimps about it.
Okay, my time is running out, but that is hugely important. I would really encourage you to listen to that whole interview on Bannon. That was on November 29th. Mike Davis is called. Okay, it's episode 188. So to look at that, and it starts at like the 21-minute mark, something like that. Okay, now I want you to see Mike Lindell is running for the chair of the Republican National Committee. It's huge. This is going to happen in January. I could not find the date anywhere and where they were having it. It's sometime in January 2023, and he's going to run for this RNC committee chair, and Ronna McDaniel out. You know, she's a family member of Mittens Romney, and so they operate just the same, where they're, oh, we'll work together, and yeah, we'll better luck next time, and supporting the rhinos and not supporting the MAGA people. And so that day's over. We're sick of trusting these rhinos, these fake people who don't get the job done. And no doubt, the one person who's proved himself is Mike Lindell. He has proved himself that he is a patriot of the first order. So definitely go. And don't forget, go to mypillow.com. Get your Christmas stuff from Mike Lindell. What an amazing patriot. Mypillow.com/Melly. Get a great discount using the promo code Melly, M-E-L-L-Y. Okay, this is the other thing I wanted to read to you. This is from Josh Hawley. He dated just yesterday, the 29th of November. I adore Josh Hawley. He is absolutely amazing. Let's see if I can read this. It's a little bit small. I write regarding Apple's ongoing collaboration with a totalitarian Chinese government. You your continued dependency on Chinese labor not only undermines the interests of the American economy and its workers, but has once again led your company to crack down on speech in the CCP's behest. Apple's activities in China are unconscionable and present a substantial material risk to your stakeholders. I urge you to take meaningful steps to operations in China and restore production in the United States. That's his first point, okay? That they're in bed with the CCP. Since the COVID pandemic began, the CCP has subjected the Chinese people to draconian public health measures, as in locking these people in, right? During the past week, dissatisfaction with the nation's so-called zero COVID policy came to a head from Beijing to Shanghai to Urumqi, whatever, I don't know how to say it. Citizens took to the streets to protest and voice their dissent. This included demonstrations at the Foxconn factory in Zhengzhou, one of the largest manufacturers of the Apple iPhone. Have you seen the pictures? I mean, everything that they had, the people left and they just threw all their clothes, because it's just a big mess. They threw all their clothes out of the windows, because rather than carrying them down the stairs, it's the biggest mess you ever saw. This includes all these demonstrations. After weeks of stringent pandemic mitigation measures, workers protested and clashed with the Chinese law enforcement. Videos of the confrontations include shocking images of workers being beaten, kicked by officials in hazmat suits, widely circulated on social media and in the press. Since Apple makes more than 95% of its iPhones in China, these disruptions pose substantial risks to Apple stakeholders. To make matters worse, your company appears to be actively supporting the Chinese government's brutal crackdown. For example, public reports indicate Apple, through a recent software update to iPhones in China, modified AirDrop, the AirDrop function, to make it more difficult for protesters to use this function to evade censorship and surveillance. Unconscionable though this decision may be, it's not surprising under your leadership. Thank you, Holly, to calling out Tim Cook. Apple has time and again assisted the Chinese Communist Party in surveilling and suppressing the basic human rights of the Chinese people. At the same time, it appears that Apple might be importing this model of speech control in the United States. Reports indicate that your company might deplatform Twitter from the App Store as a consequence of the free speech policies implemented by the new ownership. You've been called the architect of Apple's strategy to outsource production to China. While this strategy has yielded short-term profits, your cracks are beginning to emerge in the aftermath of the pandemic and in the face of intensifying geopolitical tensions. It's time for Apple to chart a new path forward. I therefore urge you to take meaningful steps to reduce your dependence on Chinese labor, especially by reshoring the production to the United States. So Congress may consider remedial legislation. Please respond to the following questions by December 6th. He just says a week or so to get this. The response, 1 week. Number one, Apple has not condemned the treatment of workers who manufacture its products in China. When will Apple issue a statement condemning their treatment? Why wasn't it done already? Number two, given the Chinese Communist Party's commitment to zero COVID policy, detail the material risks associated with Apple's continued dependence on China to manufacture its products. Have you communicated this to the stakeholders? If China was to invade Taiwan, what impact would that have? Number three. Number four, detail the Apple's plan to diversify its supply chain and production networks, including any plans to expand manufacture of its products in the United States. Number five, why did Apple modify the AirDrop feature in China in a manner that makes it more difficult for the protesters to communicate among themselves? Provide all that communication with us, and I look forward to your response. Thank you, Josh Hawley. There, we have lots of control, lots of things that we can do to push back on these criminals. Let's pray. Again, thank you so much, Lord, for all that's happening. Thank you for all these brave people who are rising up, whether it's in China or Josh Hawley or Bannon or all of our Freedom Force Battalion, as well as Twitter and this lady who's this whistleblower for Veritas, all these. Lord, use us however you see fit to help to push this forward and to bring down this terrible Babylon. We thank you, Lord, that this is your promise in your word, and we're going to see this beautiful day. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys, and I will see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. on brighteon.tv.